Los Angeles County deputies out of surgery, expected to survive. By A.W.R. Hawkins on September 13, 2020. The two Los Angeles County Sheriff's deputies shot Saturday night are out of surgery and are expected to survive. The Los Angeles Times reports that both deputies are recovering, following surgery after the ambush attack. L.A. County Sheriff Alex Villanueva described the wounded deputies as a 31-year-old mother of a 6-year-old boy and a 24-year-old man. He said the fact that both are expected to survive is a double miracle. The L.A. County Sheriff's Headquarters tweeted video of the attack. The L.A. County Sheriff's Headquarters has subsequently tweeted a special bulletin announcing a $100,000 reward for information lead to the arrest and conviction of the attacker. California has every gun control the Democrats are pushing at the federal level and then some. The state has universal background checks, gun registration requirements, a 10-day waiting period on gun purchases, a requirement that would-be gun purchases first pass a gun safety test with the state, an assault weapons ban, a red flag law, a good cause requirement for concealed carry permit issuance, a ban on campus carry, a ban on K-12 teachers being armed to shoot back in case classrooms are attacked, a limit on the number of guns law-abiding citizens can buy each month, background checks for ammunition sales and a requirement that all ammunition sales take place through state-approved vendors. A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer/curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio. Follow him on Twitter, @Hawkins. Reach him directly at @Hawkins@Breitbart.com. Sign up to get Downrange at Breitbart.com/Downrange.